Okay, it's an incredible schus to be back together, to be back here in Camp Hask. And as I've said, I think the previous two times I've had the schus to be here this summer, really, to be back home, as I deeply do feel at home here and feel at home together with you. So I came here tonight, first and foremost, to tell every single one of you that we're in the middle of the 3 weeks. It's Bein HaMetzarim. You see, I know here in Camp Hask, it's hard to know that. As you're jumping around with music and concerts, and Baruch Hashem, that's your avoda. And on one level, it must mean, if that's what's emes here, that there's already a time of Geula. There's already a time of Beis HaMikdash. And maybe, truthfully, thank you so much. Maybe, truthfully, you don't need what the rest of us do need. Maybe you don't need these minhagim, these customs of the 3 weeks, of the 9 days. I still have a very clear image in my head. It left a tremendous impression being here last year on Erev Tisha B'Av. Last year Tisha B'Av was just like this year. It fell out on Shabbos and it was in Nidche. Hopefully this year Tisha B'Av will be a Mayid, it will be a Yantav. So Friday was Erev Tisha B'Av and I was here last year, Erev Tisha B'Av. And I found myself dancing together with you. Together with the Heliga campers of Camp Hask, dancing and singing, what you call calisthenics, right? And in the middle of it, I'm thinking to myself, it's Erev Tisha B'Av, and this is awesome. This is incredible. This is emes. And you have to know what emes is. Sometimes that's hard to know. Just like, you know, it was emes for Yaakov Avinu to put on the clothing of his brother Esav and to pretend to be Esav, to mekabel those brachas that we still feel until today. That was emes. Dancing during these days and singing with your campers in Camp Hask is emes. And that's so beautiful. It's incredible. Because that's Ratzon Hashem. And we have to remember why we do anything in this world is because it's Ratzon Hashem. That's our guiding light. But at the same time, it is the 3 weeks. These are important days, special days. Days where every member of Klal Yisrael should be yearning for Geula, for redemption. So I think here especially, being that the hanhogos of these days may not be felt in the same way. The customs of these days may not be felt in the same day. We have to focus in on what the focal point of these days really is. Because is the focal point really these minhagim? Is it not listening to music and not having chasas, not getting haircuts, and eventually not doing laundry, not eating meat? But of course, we've gotten around that Klal Yisrael is not going to go 9 days without meat, so we make a siyum every night, right? Is that all that it's about? Is that the goal? Clearly not. Let me share with you the goal of these days. Because whether we're keeping the minhagim of these days or not, the focal point of these days has to be forefront on our minds and in our hearts. The Rambam tells us, both in Hilchas Tainis as well as Hilchas Avelis. Because these days are both of those, right? The bookends of these 3 weeks are the Tanesim of Shivas Betamas and Tisha B'Av. So these are days of Tainis and these are days of Avelis, days of mourning. And in both places, the Rambam tells us what is the Tainis all about and what is Avelis all about. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tainis, right at the beginning, after talking about davening and blowing trumpets, v'davar zeh midarchei atshuvah. The point of a tainus is to do tshuva. The point of a tainus is to return. That's what tshuva means. We use the word repent often, but I'd rather use return tonight, and you'll understand why. She's bizman chetavo tzarav yizakula v'yariu yedu akol shebgal maseim aram hurlen. When we think about tragedy that once was and still is today, the tragedies of old and the tragedies of new that these days are all about, and that's why we fast, because we recognize we have to do our part. And then we realize through that fast that I have to do tshuva. I have to return. I have to do my part in changing the trajectory of the world. And the Rambam continues, and he says, "Someone lo yizak yomer davar nikra." Someone who doesn't do what they're supposed to. Someone that doesn't do tshuva when it's a day of atinus. The Rambam says, "Harezu derech achzorios." It's cruelty. You're a cruel individual. And we find similarly in Hilchos Avelos, and just read you one line. In Parak Yigimel, Halacha Yidbeis, Kol mi she'eino mezavel, kamo shetivu chamim, harei ze achzari. If you don't have the proper Avelos, it's cruel. And I know you're thinking, I was just dancing and singing yesterday with a whole band and Simcha Liner, and whoever else was here. But what is that Avelos? The Ram continues. He doesn't talk about the minhagim that we do that don't exist here, as we explained. Ela yifchad v'yidag v'yifash beish b'maisav. But one, when they recognize the zman of Avelos, they recognize we're still in Galus. They recognize that there's still a golden mask in the makom where the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be. They realize and they have fear and worry, and the fashvish from Isaac, and do some level of introspection, vayachzer b'tshuva, and does tshuva. And the Rambam continues that if you don't, also he says it's midas achzarios. It's cruel, cruelty. To be cruel is usually to another being, to an animal. Why is it cruel if I don't do tshuva when I'm supposed to be doing tshuva? It's cruel to the rest of Klal Yisrael because I'm not doing my part. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring us these days so that we just don't get haircuts and don't have chasanas. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us these days to do introspection and to do tshuva and to grow and to do my part in changing so that Kadosh Baruch Hu will change and bring the geula. But in what way? Because usually when we talk about tshuva, we're thinking already Elul, Yamim Naram, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, working on my davening, working on my learning, my chesed, whatever the area might be. What is the tshuva of these days? So I'll tell you what I believe. These days start in the month of Tammuz. I'm going to share with you a deep idea. We'll understand it. Alpi Kabbalah, every single month has a pasuk that's connected to that month. And each of those psukim is a tseruf, is a combination of Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke. And every month has a pasuk with either Rashi Tevos or Sofei Tevos, either the first letters or the last letters, are those four letters, Yudke Vavke. Only one of them in order. That's the month of Nisan. Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Haaretz, Yud Hei Vav Hei Yismuchu Yud Hashemayim Hei V'Sogel Haaretz. But every month has a pasuk. The pasuk for Tammuz is actually completely backwards, which is the worst of months, the most din, the most judgment. Even Av, already by Tuvav, starts Simcha in the middle of the month. Tammuz is all din, so it's completely backwards. Hey Vav Hey Yud. And what's the pasuk? It's a Sofei Tevos of the pasuk. Ze Einenu Shove Li. Ze Hey. End in hey, einenu, end in vav, shava, end in hey, li, end in yud. Yud ke vav ke backwards. What is that pasuk? You should be familiar with that pasuk. It's probably the sefer that we're most familiar with from the time we're children. It's It's Megillah, Megillah's Esther. And Haman HaRasha, when he has the whole world bowing down to him, he has all the kavod in the world, all the respect in the world. One individual, Mordechai HaTzadik, doesn't bow down to him, and he says, "Zeh einenu shavali. This is all worthless to me. It's not enough. I need everybody to respect me." Zeh einenu shavali. That's the pasuk al pi Kabbalah that the Arizal brings down is connected to this month in the 3 weeks. I think that's telling us something deep. I think that's teaching each and every one of us what tshuva really is in the tshuva of these days. You see, what was Haman? Haman was living an entire life through the eyes of everybody around him. Haman had no self-value, self-worth, and had no understanding what it meant to be yourself and to be true to yourself. Haman was only worried about what everybody else is thinking about him. And if one individual is not thinking about him in the way that he wants to be in the world, it's all worthless. His whole life is meaningless. Haman, Chazal say, was the second richest person to ever live. We'll get to the richest. So he had it all. He had it all. He had all the wealth in the world. He had almost all the respect in the world. He wasn't second in command. He had the signet ring of the king. He was making the laws of the king who ruled over the entire world, right? 127 countries. He had it all. But there was one individual who didn't give him kavod, who didn't look at him with that in that way. He couldn't live. And that was his downfall. What is that teaching each and every one of us? Do you know what true tshuva is? Do you know what the tshuva of these days is? It's not a tshuva about, and it's true, of course, we always can improve on our mitzvahs, and on our davening, our learning, and our chesed, whatever area. Well, chesed here, Baruch Hashem, you got that one down pat, probably. What does tshuva mean? We said it before, tshuva just means to return. Return to yourself. The tshuva of these days means stop living for others. Stop looking around and worrying what everybody else thinks about you. And be true to yourself. And be emes. Each and every one of us in this room, each and every one of you, has talents, has kochos, and they're all different. So we're not supposed to be the same. We're not supposed to dress the same. We're not supposed to act the same. Of course, we have the guidelines of Torah and mitzvot, Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us to guide us, which is all something we have to abide by and live by and do our best to connect to. But just like there were 12 Shvatim and Yaakov Avinu blessed each and every one of them separately to show each and every one of them who they were, so too are we, within, filtered through Torah and mitzvot. Be true to ourselves. That's the tshuva of these. Tshuva, return to yourself. Just be real. And sadly, sometimes that's very hard. As we walk around trying to impress others, and we dress in ways trying to impress others, and we walk around sometimes, I don't know, you know, I have to hold my pocket mishnayos walking through the entire campus. I don't even know if I'm trying to impress a girl or a guy. You know, I'm not even sure who I'm trying to impress anymore. To be real, to be true. That's the ultimate tshuva. You know who else had a big problem with this? The individual who was, Chazal tell us, was the wealthiest of people to ever live in this world. That was Korach. Korach couldn't accept who he really was and wanted to be someone he shouldn't have been. So he could have the respect of others. So everybody could look up to him. There's an incredible Gemara. Gemara Nedarim says that the sun and the moon, they left their level of heaven and they went to this higher level of heaven, Merakil, Zavul. These are very deep ideas. There are 7 levels of heaven. They came to the defense of Moshe Rabbeinu, Ben Amram. And they said to Hashem, please, make sure Moshe wins this one against Korach. Otherwise, we're not shining anymore. Why were the sun and the moon so concerned specifically with that specific argument between Korach and Moshe? So, you know, we all know there's a famous Gemara, and we all know it from Parshas Bereishis, how the sun and the moon initially were both large luminaries. The sun and the moon initially were Shnei Ma'oros HaGadolim. And the moon came and said, Amra Yerech, this is Gemara in Chulin, Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eftril and Shnei Malachim, Shishtamshu, Bekeser Echad, could you have two kings ruling over at the same time? It's impossible. So we all know Hashem says, Amra Lechiyu Ma'ati, Yes Atzmacha. So Hashem said, okay, make yourself smaller, and the moon we know is smaller, and the moon only gains its light from the sun. Now we've always been taught, and there's some truth to it, that was a punishment. And the moon seemingly was trying to say, like, I want to be the man, I don't want to share the spotlight with the sun. But if you read the rest of the Gemara, it doesn't seem that way. Because if you continue on the Gemara, the moon says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I said something right. Amarti levanecha davar hagen. Why should I make myself smaller? So then Hashem gives all different answers of basically seeming that the moon was correct. And say, okay, no problem. L'chiyu mashal b'yom b'layla. You could rule over both day and night. He says, really? I'm not ruling over the day. The sun already has that. If you light a candle in a lit room, it's not going to do anything. Okay, fine. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but all the days and the years are going to be counted by you. And the moon says back, yeah, but the seasons go according to the sun. And finally he says, but you're now considered Hakatan, the smaller one, and big tzaddikim are going to be called Hakatan. There's a pasuk that says Yaakov Hakatan, Shmuel Hakatan, David Hakatan. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the moon, you're right. You did good. And giving him all different types of outs of how we're going to pay you back. What was the complaint of the moon that was so good and so correct and seemingly not a chait? I saw from Rav Baruch Simon, I know he spent Shabbos here this year, in the Sefer Imri Baruch, he explains what was really the moon saying. And we see from this Gemara, it wasn't a chait, it wasn't a sin, it wasn't that he was trying to be the ruler over the sun. The moon was saying no two could be the same. The moon was saying we can't have two luminaries that have the exact same job. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you're correct. So you be different, you be smaller. And I'll show you you're correct. We'll call the katan, all these tzaddikim, after you. In other words, what? The whole discussion between the moon and the sun was to teach each and every one of us that we're all different. And we're not trying to be the same. And we have to live up to our best self. That's our goal. And that's why it's the moon and the sun specifically that come to the aid of Moshe Rabbeinu against Korach, who's trying to be someone that he shouldn't be. And not accepting himself. And the ultimate tshuva is just to be yourself. And let's be real. Is anyone happy when they're not being themselves? Is anyone happy when they're living for others? When they're dressing for others or acting for others? Tshuva's return to be ourselves. That's our avoda. And as much as in certain sense, I know, you're in a camp and you're in a situation where sometimes that seems difficult. At the age that you are in, it's natural to want to impress others in all different types of ways. And we all understand that. But I also at the same time, and I want you to hear this, could think of no better place in the world to learn this lesson, to glean this from this holy makom that you're in, that you have the schus to call home this summer. Why am I saying that? Because let's be honest and let's be real. Think about it for one moment. You're spending every day, all day, with of the holiest neshamas that grace this earth. It's that simple. You're spending all day, every day, with the holiest neshamas that grace this earth. Kulo neshama. Complete souls. Not yet, and never, not faded, and not influenced by the sheker that we live in, by the falsehood of the world that we live in, that influences us in all different ways. What a schus, what an incredible privilege you have. But let's zoom in and focus on one character trait of these holy neshamas that you have this chus to call your campers. Each and every one of them is real. Each and every one of them is true to themselves. None of them are trying to be someone that they're not. Sometimes they're too real for you. They're acting, they're speaking, they're doing how they feel is best. What they feel is true. They're being themselves. They're being real. And yes, you're involved this summer in the most incredible chesed. And there's so much. You will be different people for the rest of your lives. And better husbands, better wives, better mothers, better fathers. For the rest of your lives because of this summer. There's no question. I don't know how many times I had that conversation this past January when I was zocheh to be in Eretz Yisrael with many of my talmidim and discussing what to do for the summer and trying to convince many of them who had their fears to spend the summer in Camp Hask. I don't know how many times I said that line to them. It's this simple. You can't tell me anywhere else you will be over the summer where because of this summer you'll be a better spouse and a better parent for your entire lives. What more? What's the question? Why would you want to be anywhere else? But it's not just that. How much can each and every one of us learn from our campers? How much can you walk away thinking about this idea of what it is to be real, what it is to be true, and not needing to be somebody that you're not? Just be yourself. Be real. You know, there's a famous, famous story. There's a famous story about the Heiliger Rav Zusha. You've all heard of Rav Zusha. Rav Zusha, the holy brother of the Noam Elimelech, Rav Melech Melejansk. Rav Zusha of Annapolis had the schus years ago to be by his kever. It was an incredible experience. So Rav Zusha was very sick at the end of his life. He was on his deathbed. And he's surrounded by different talmidim. And he's crying. He's crying. Mamish tears are streaming down his cheeks. And his talmidim are asking him, Revi, what are you crying? You're going to go up to Olam Emes. You're going to have waiting for you the greatest of palaces. You can have all the schar that you've taught us about. What are you worried about? The judgment? You're Rav Zusha. So he said, I'm crying. Because I do have pachad. I do have fear. I don't have fear that I'm going to be asked why I didn't become a Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't have fear that I'm going to be asked why I didn't become a Rambam. I have fear that I'm going to get up to the Olam Emes and they're going to look at me and say, Zusha, why didn't you become Rav Zusha? And I don't know what I'm going to answer. Just to be ourselves, to be the greatest we could be, and not trying to live for others. Because we're always going to fall short when we try to live for others. We have to just be real and be true. You know, Al Pi Kabbalah, every month also is connected a different limb of the body. The month of Tammuz is connected the right eye, and the month of Av is connected the left eye. Also, every month has a different sense. The month of Tammuz is Re'iyah, his sight. So we see that, like, these days are super, super interconnected to our eyes. If we're not Zoichin and Mashiach, which I hope we will be, we're going to sit on the floor and read from Eicha and read Eini Yerdemayim. Eini Yerdemayim, our eyes shed tears. Eini, two eyes, the right eye and the left eye, Tammuz and Av. These are days of tears. Why are these days of the eyes days of tears? Based on the Gemara Brachos, our eyes are most deeply connected to our neshama. And our neshama is our true self. Our soul is who we really are. On our outside, our body gets influenced and forgets and tries to live up to someone we're really not. Our neshama is who we really are. And that can be seen in our eyes. You know, there's a Gemara that says that when a man is looking for a woman for Shiduchim, all you have to see for Rabbi Akala is to see her eyes. And if she has beautiful eyes, you're good to go. I don't think the Gemara means aesthetically beautiful eyes, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. It means if you see in those eyes the neshama that's tocho kibara, the neshama that's shining on the outside, you know that's your kala. But these are days of tears from the eyes. I'll tell you what I believe tears are. And why I believe these are days of tears. Chavra, tears are when we're most real. When we cry, we're most true. When do we cry? We cry when we're most sad. We cry when we're most happy. We cry when we're most emotional. But we cry when we're most true to ourselves, when we're most real. That's being real. When I cry, I'm being real. And what those tears are, is my eyes are connected to my neshama. You know what my tears are? They're the language of the neshama. It's the neshama coming to the chitonius, to the outside. And you know what it's doing? Think about this. You know what it's doing? It's something incredible, an incredible vision, just to think like this. You know what it's doing? You see, our face often is a facade. The word face actually comes from the Latin word facade. That's the origin of the word face. Facade means fake. A facade is fake. In fact, if you say the word face with a hard C, it's fake. Because so often our face is fake. And I'm putting on one face for certain people, another face for other people, another face for other people. I'm just trying to impress others and never be true to myself. So I'm fake. My face is fake. It's a facade. In Yiddishkeit, we want our face to be panim. Our panim, what's the shorish of panim? Mipnim, from inside. I want my tocho kibaro, I want my face, my panim, to be mipnim, from my inside, from my neshama. So you know what my tears do? Listen to this. Perhaps we could explain. Our tears come, and it's our neshama being most real, and washing away our face. Washing away all the fakeness of our face. Just to be real. To be true. You know who's most authentic in this world? Babies. That's why we love them so much. Who doesn't love a baby? Because a baby, again, just like we explained about your campers, a baby hasn't been influenced, tainted by the world, by the sheker of the world. So innocent, so real, so true. And what do babies do? They cry. They cry a lot. Because the neshama is screaming to be on the chitonius, and to wash away the face. Bechi, to cry, is gematria 32, which is exactly gematria lev. When I'm crying, it's my whole heart coming out. I'm being real, I'm being true. I'm not living for others. We all want to be MS. We all want to be true. And that's when we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. That neshama That soul that is most real is chelek al-kamimal, the piece of Hashem. When I'm tocho kibaro, which means tocho, my inside is like my outside, I'm deeply connected to Hashem. Hashem can't handle anyone who's fake. He doesn't want that, just like we can't. He wants tocho kibaro, that my inside and my outside should be one. If you look at the word tocho, what's in tocho means our inside. What are the two letters inside tocho? Tocho is tav, vav, chav, vav. Vav and chav. What's vav and chav, bigamatria? 26. Which is the name of Hashem, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. Shem Havai. Inside, if your tocho is kibaro. What's kibaro? Chav, beis, resh, vav. Kibaro is like your outside. What's on the outside of kibaro also? Chav, vav. 26. Shem Havaya, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, Hashem. When I'm tocho kibaro, so my inside is with Hashem, my outside is with Hashem. I'm one, I'm true, I'm real. I'm emes. There's no one more emes than Hashem. The Gemara says, Chosamaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The signature of God is true, is truth. Your signature is your essence. You know, I don't know how many of the women were into what I'm about to describe. The men will know exactly what I'm talking about. The women probably, if you have had ever any brothers, you know for sure. But like when we're young, as kids, teenagers, younger boys, so almost all boys, teenagers are into sports. And if you have the privilege of meeting a sports star, you're very, very excited about it. You're very excited. And what do you want to do? You want to get a signature. That signature represents the essence of that individual. I met this person. I connected this person. I have his signature. The John Hancock. The signature of the Ribbono Shel Olam is his essence. Chosamaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes is truth. And truth means my inside and my outside is one. Tocho kibaro. So Hashem also is inside and outside is one. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is Shem Hashem, is 26. That's the outside, what we see. What's the inside? The inside are the letters of Miloy. Every letter has its filler, right? So Aleph, we see an Aleph, but it's really Aleph, Lamed, Peh, if you have to verbalize it, right? You have to say Aleph, it's Aleph, Lamed, Peh. So if you take all the letters that are hidden in Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, trust me on this, it also will add up to exactly 26. Tocho Kibaro. Because that's Hashem. Hashem's MS is, he's one, he's true, and that's who we need to be. That's who Hashem wants us to be. That's who Hashem wants us to be. And that's the tshuva of these days. True, not repenting in our averos or in our mitzvos, but just to return to who we are and be true and be real. And what more special place to learn that and embody that than right here in Camp Hask, where you have role models for that every single day. And I'm not talking in your friends and co-counselors. I'm talking in your campers. Those are your role models to remind you to be true, to be real, to live for yourself, to live up to yourself, to be the best you, not the best some other individual. That's tshuva. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants with our eyes. He wants our eyes to shed those tears and be true to ourselves and use our eyes to see who we really are. And that's how we'll be able to return to Bereishis, to the beginning. To return to who we're supposed to be. That's tshuva, to return to Bereishis. Share with you a very deep Torah. It's from the Bnei Yisachar. Not sure where he knows this from. But I saw in the Bnei Yisachar years ago that we know there's going to be Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. He says, Mashiach ben Yosef, his name is Nechemya ben Chushiel. And Mashiach ben David, Menachem ben Amiel. Okay, we'll take that for granted from the Halakha of Bnei Yisachar. Nechemya ben Chushiel and Menachem ben Amiel are going to be Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. If you take the gematria of all of those names, the two Mashiachs, it's 913, exactly gematria Bereishis. Because Mashiach will come when we get back to the beginning. When we're true to who we're supposed to be. When we return and are real and are true. When we get to Bereishis, when we zoyech and Nechemya ben Chushiel and Menachem ben Amiel. But how do we get there? You can only get to the beginning if you finish the end. It's like, you know, these days the Lion King came out again. I don't know if any of you saw it yet, but you have the circle of life. Everything's a circle. When you make a siyum, what do you say when you make a siyum? Hadron Alach, I'm going to return, and you go right back to the beginning. You can only go back to the beginning if you get to the end first. So how are we going to get to Bereishis? We have to finish Bezos HaBracha. We have to finish the final words of Kol HaTorah. What are the final words of Kol HaTorah? La'enei Kol Yisrael. For the eyes of Bnei Yisrael. When we have our proper eyes, when we have eyes that are shedding tears to wipe away the facade of who we're living, we have the eyes of Tamas and the eyes of Av, that's when we'll return to Bereishis and Bizoich and Mashiach. When we're true to ourselves. That's the ultimate tshuva of these days. I want to read you a poem. I read this poem for the first time. I believe it's a famous poem. I saw it in a book that I read years ago that changed my life. It's a book called Season of Life. It's a book about a high school football team, but it's not about football. I think the women in the room would gain from it just as much as the men. It's more about life than football. It's basically this football coach who was initially a priest or something, a bishop maybe, something in the church, who was also an NFL football player, retired NFL football player for the Baltimore Colts. And he coaches a high school football team, but he teaches them way more about life than about football. It's an incredible book. Basically encompasses all of Ben Al-Machaveru. Okay, he doesn't get the Ben Al-Makom part. We don't expect him to. But the Ben Al-Machaveru part, it's like, it's incredible. Really incredible. And in that book, he has this poem. It's called The Guy in the Glass. When you get what you want in your struggle for self, and the world makes you king for a day, just go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass. He's the fellow to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear to the end. And you've passed your most difficult, dangerous test if the man in the glass is your friend. You may fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats on the back as you pass. But your final reward will be heartache and tears if you cheated the man in the glass. Be real. Be true. Be true to yourself. When you look in the mirror at the end of that day, ask yourselves, were you being true today? When you look at that guy in the glass, that girl in the glass, are you looking back at someone you're proud of? At someone that's living the life you're supposed to be living? That's the avodah of these days. So it's true, maybe here in Camp Hask, for holy reasons, the hanhogos, the customs of these days, are put to the side. But the focal point of these days, the tshuva of these days, the finding oneself and returning to oneself, being real, there's no more special place in the world to learn that. You have the greatest role models in the world. Don't just give to them. Make sure to learn from them. And not to be an achzari to the rest of us. So that each and every one of us will be zocha through the tshuva that's going on during these holy days. We'll be zocha that we're not going to have to sit on the floor this year. As we still have time to do this tshuva. We still have time to have those proper eyes shedding tears, bringing us to that place, Leinei Kol Yisrael, that brings us back to Bereishis. Mizoichet, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, with Mashiach ben Tzikenu, b'mheir v'meinu, b'karav mamash. Wish a beautiful night, a wonderful week and a half. We'll be back in Mirat Hashem a week from Thursday. Be'ez Hashem Zbar, hopefully to prepare for the Moed of Tisha B'Av.